Good morning. 7:31 on the 8th. Oh, 7:31 on the 8th, I thought. Okay, that makes sense. 7:31 on the 8th of April, 2014. I'm back out, I'm early. 15:56. 16-minute first mile. Actually, something under 16 minutes because of the photograph. So cool. Cool, cool. I knew I was walking right along because I had some good tunes this morning and I was bopping along, getting into it. So, yesterday was a bit of a... what do you call them? Cluster somethings. I know the word, I can't think of it right at the moment. It was a cluster of somethings. Anyway, I took the kid to school. She really wanted to go to school. It was the first day after spring break. She really didn't want to go to school. She tried to convince me she had a fever. She didn't really. And so I gave her a placebo Tylenol and dragged her body to school. School called me at 10:55. I had to go pick her up because I had to go pick her up. So in the meantime, I'd gone to therapy. I'd done my grocery shop for the day and had taken care of a couple of other chores and had actually settled in to do a little more full share updating. I made some significant progress. I said like 5 chapters worth yesterday. Just rock and rolling. Make it merry like Christmas. I'm gonna try to do the same thing today. But then it got interrupted, and then sick kid, I had to check on her about every 20 minutes. It was almost impossible to get focus for the rest of the day. It was kind of like, so anyway, today's another day. Today is Tuesday. Today is a new opportunity. So I'm still reading about the big con. I'm still reading about con men and their haunts, hangouts, and habits. Fascinating stuff. I have no idea where this is going to come back again, but this is definitely coming back again. This is great stuff that I can't wait to figure out where it shows up. So apparently there's another walking cast. Leslie Barocca heard me talking about it on self-publishing podcast. Whichever one it is that I did the other day. It's like 3 months ago now, but with John Ward and company. That was quite interesting to hear that she started it. She has the first episode up. She's only got one done. And she thought, well, she walks her dogs every day. She can talk at the same time. That's what I do. So, yeah. Maybe we start a movement. I know Brand is back on the sidewalk again. I keep seeing his Google Glass recordings show up. I have an invite for Google Glass, but the problem is that it requires a wallet. And wallet requires a credit card, and that sort of requires me to have a dedicated card specifically for the Google Wallet, because I'm not that anxious to have my main accounts exposed quite so broadly, which is probably silly. But be that as it may. The other thing that came across my desk recently was a keyboard issue. And keyboard's one of those things where I thought I was the only one. I'm really fussy about keyboards. And I've got a lot of really bad keyboards. I mean, I've got a lot of really bad keyboards. And I don't know quite what to do about it, because it's like, keyboard is a keyboard is a keyboard. No, actually, it's not. And what I really want is a mechanical switch keyboard. And I think what I have, maybe one, but my old keyboards, the ones that came with the computers before the membranes, those, or the rubber dome ones, those are cool. Those have such a better feel. I like them so much more. And I'm half convinced to go find myself some fresh ones. Just at least for my main typing computers. I can't do much about the netbook or the laptop. Could plug an external into them, I suppose, but why? But I've got two that are my main typing computers. I could replace one of those. Might be worth doing, just because I miss the feel. And what got me going was Jefferson Smith talk about his trials with mechanical keyboards. And the various colors of switches that mean different things. I had no idea. Browns and blacks and whites, and whether or not there's a key click, whether or not there's a tactile pushback. I had no idea. So yeah, I spent this morning between waking the kid up and getting ready to go to school, I was looking at doing a little keyboard research. It was kind of interesting. It was kind of fun. Not completely pointless, but an almost pointless exercise, but no, still nevertheless. It's chilly this morning. It's like 42, and I'm only wearing a windbreaker and a sweatshirt and my jeans and shoes, of course, but it's a little bit cool in the shade of these big pine trees. I'm down in the neighborhood. I'm coming up on the big easterly turn off for the Monk Pole and the Eastern Reach. But I'll have plenty of sun shining on me in a minute if I can just get to the end of this block. Or more precisely, the end of the next block, because the end of this block is like right here. And I step out into the sun. Oh yes, lovely morning. It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous out here this morning. It was one of those sunrises that I saw while I was fixing breakfast for the kid. And I'm looking out at it, and it's beautiful. It was a beautiful sunrise. And of course, it's an hour, even a little more than an hour and a half now the sun comes up before I'm ready to go walk. So I kind of miss taking a picture of sunrise, but it's still a really lovely morning. Oh. So we seem to have, that's interesting, a car just went by, it's a Shelby Cobra. And it seems like we have 8 or 10 of these Shelbys around town. I keep seeing them and I think, oh, that's Mustang. No, that's a Shelby. And I keep wondering, what's with the Shelbys? I don't quite get it, but it's okay. I don't need to. There we go. Oh, yes. Much nicer. Nicely warmed. Now I'll probably be sweating by the time I get back. That's okay. Let me see. I'm making good time today. Let me break out the camera. Because we're coming up on the Monk Pole. I'm going to take a picture of the Monk Pole. to go. Bunk pull. That cost me 30 seconds. It's okay. That's okay. I'm doing good today. Get the walk out of the way, get home, get a fresh cup of coffee. Oh, it sounds so delicious. And start cranking up the edit machine. One of the problems I had yesterday was that I kept looking in the wrong versions of the book. And I date all the versions, and yet I couldn't seem to find the right one. In part because I was having a hard time figuring out where to look for the book I wanted to edit. I finally wound up with the one that I merged together to form the Lix version. And I've been fiddling with it and fiddling with it and fiddling with it. I finally said, all right, hell with this. This is what I'm going to use. And it worked out well. Okay. Let's see. I could post this while I'm walking. T-O-M-M. Yeah, sure. M-M-W. Bonus. Picture. The monk pull. Help if I spell things right. Okay, off we go. We're still cruising right along. Sun feels warm on my legs. It's actually warm enough for me to unzip the jacket. Let a little air under the shirt here. I need to work on my core. It's a statement I thought I would never find myself saying, and yet I find myself saying it. I need to work on my core. I'm putting weight on again. That's not ever, and in my condition, that's never a good sign. But along with that is this is the condition, not just the weight, not just the body fat, but the condition of the body. The legs aren't too bad. I mean, despite the fact that I had a little bit of a blow up the other day after walking 5 miles. By this time next month, assuming that I manage to keep up my walking anything close to a normal schedule, that is at least 6 out of 7 days, I should be able to be in much better shape. It will be nothing at all for me to go home and break out the lawnmower and mow half of the yard without fear of damaging an extremity. There's a potential to mow off a toe or something, which is always the case. It's also why I wear heavy shoes when I walk, and also when I mow the lawn, because, yeah, I don't wear sneakers. Actually, I don't wear sneakers anyway, but even if I did, I would change them for something with a little more protection of the feet. Mowers have come a long way. I think back to when I was 10 and 12 and used to mow the yard at home with a push mower. 21-inch push mower that had no guards around the deck. It was, you know, set up high. If you hit a rock, it was just as likely to come back and hit me in the shin as to be kicked forward or out the chute or anything else. This one has a guard, several guards, but has a trailing guard that is meant to deflect anything that's shot backwards under the deck. And It must work, because I've never had anything get shot back at me through the guard. I've had stuff pick up sticks once in a while. Mostly they go out to shoot. It's a mulching mower, so the chute is actually optional, the little side chute that puts the grass out to the side. But what I found was that the mulch didn't mulch so well. It tended to clump up, and I got much better decay by spreading the grass out a little bit, even though it was in bigger chunks. In large part, I think, because of the temperature, the climate here, it's so hot that everything dries up instantly and then falls to powder at the first touch of wind. So giving it a little something and spreading it out a little bit seems to work better. It always works better if I cut regularly, and I don't have the big clots of grass clogging the mower all the time. But that's just kind of like normal, I guess. Anyway. The glamorous life of the creative, worrying about how to mow the lawn. Never a dull moment, I swear. So let's see what else I want to talk about today. I was thinking about these new characters, this new series, the Smuggler series, and the Seeker series. Those two are closely intertwined with me, because in the one case, the Smuggler series is set completely in the underbelly, in the dark of the dark side of the Golden Age. They'll just call them that, the Tales from the Dark Side of the Golden Age. I don't know. We'll see. I've got a three-book arc sort of placed out. That's my idea. It's like a three-book arc. And the problem is I don't have them plotted. I have no idea what the three steps are. There needs to be three steps. Oh, I do too. Holy shit, yes. Never mind. I do know what the three steps are. Oh, I'm such a klutz. Yeah, all I have to do is walk along and say, oh, I don't know what the three steps are. And, of course, all of a sudden they hit me. Bang. 1738. Well, that includes the stuff of the picture, so I ain't complaining. I ain't complaining. That's good. So, yeah. I'm invigorated. I'm walking. I'm almost back. Making its last turn right now. And here I am. Back at the back gate. At the point where I say tomorrow is another day. And if I can find a button to turn this off, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.